Hi, and welcome to the 45th episode of the Language Mannerings podcast. My name is Jonathan, and today I'm going to talk about my first webinar, which I gave today. And this is really, really in thanks to Melissa Griffin and the topic that she had a couple days ago for the Nectar chat on Twitter. And she was talking about doing webinars, and I just, on a whim, decided, hey, why not launch a webinar this Friday? And that's what I did. So I didn't want to give it like way too much thought because, I mean, I've been preparing for this basically for 20 years. So it was just a matter of coming up with one of these kind of basic top five ideas or top 10 ideas. So I decided to put it together as five ways to maximize your language learning potential. And I created like a PowerPoint slide as the cover and started to market it yesterday, basically like 12 hours before doing the webinar. And then literally I was thinking about this all day yesterday and thinking of the like some of my best practices and the techniques that have worked for me in general without getting into like way too many specifics, but just overall what would be some good main points. And so I was thinking about the ways that like anything you do with a project, the first thing you have to think about is your goal planning and why you want to accomplish something. And once you get that big dream, that big goal, you can do anything with it. So that was like one of the big things that I thought was really helpful. And then I realized like a lot of times I tell my students is when you shift the focus of learning, not just learning the language, but actually doing something with the language, you end up absorbing the language in a more passive way. And you're not just getting stuck with grammar rules and vocabulary declensions, and it's just boring. Instead, you're using your hobbies and your interests to do something that you love doing, that you're passionate about doing, and maybe you even learn new skills with that language. So that was something else that I was thinking about. And then my experiences through living abroad really taught me this idea about like burn your boats, which was from like Hernan Cortes when he arrived in Mexico for the conquest, was like, there is no fallback plan. The only thing you can do is go and move forward. So when you get that mentality in your routine and your goal setting, there's no fallback. The only thing you can do is move forward. You stop making excuses. You stop procrastinating. You stop looking for alternatives. You put in the work, you put in the hard work, you do it every day, and you don't let any obstacles get in your way. It's like you either move forward or you give up. And giving up is not an option, so the only thing you can do is move forward. So that was another thing that I was thinking about. And then just through some of these language learning challenges that I've been participating in, like the Language Heroes Marathon with Evgenia Kasheva, who was on the podcast recently, and thank you for that. And then also with the Add One Challenge, again, the founder of that, Brian Kwong, was on the podcast, so thank you again for that interview. So talking with these people who organize other people and the challenges and trying to keep people motivated and like what is the thing that really helps those people stay in the game and not give up, it's like documenting your progress, asking people for feedback, and it's that language learning community environment where people stimulate each other, they give each other motivation, feedback, and they don't let each other give up. So that was something that those two points that I really wanted to focus on in the webinar. And so I was able to set that up fairly easily with embedding a Google Hangouts on Air link and embedding a chat through chat, Tango. And that was fairly simple to set up on WordPress. So that was basically it. And the response has been very positive so far. So thank you everybody who attended the webinar and everybody who's been able to watch the replay. I really appreciate that. So I'm going to put a link to the show notes to the webinar so if you can get a chance to watch that again. But it was a great experience and I look forward to doing more of them since it was really enjoyable. So I'm going to get going now, but if you'd like to take a lesson with me or hear more about my language Mandarins, you can visit my website at hugginsinternational.com. That's HUGGINS international.com. Or you can send me an email at hugginsinternational@gmail.com. Thank you very much for listening to this short podcast, but it's basically to sum up what I did in the webinar. So thank you very much and take care.